Today at Kwarinam, November 17th, by our Vedic calendar, Sun 6. Today, our pilgrims from Kashi Ashram in Florida departed. Three brahmacharis and two swamis. They came all the way across the United States, crossed the Pacific Ocean to the Hawaiian Islands to observe how our ashram here manages to reach out to so many people worldwide from the little garden island in the middle of the Pacific Ocean. They observed our five schools within the ashram. The school of temple cooking and taking care of animals, the school of maintenance and growing food and taking care of the lands, the school of publication, and the school of finance, purchasing and selling, and the school of managing Sarvasadhana Church and Himalayan Academy Correspondence Course. They went back with their heads full of new knowledge to make their ashram more like our ashram. Ashrams around the world share information with each other. We're also working with an ashram in Bangalore, India, that is taking five of our young men from ages 7 to 12 for a five-year training course, training them to be the temple priests of our new temple here on the Garden Island of Kauai. Today we're going to share with you a talk given on November 11th to a group of Hindu pilgrims, about 15, in our Karaval Hindu temple here at Kwarinam. The subject that they needed to hear, the creation of a home, a real home, and the raising of children. In it explained how, with mother and father working, the children are basically street children. Nobody to talk to, nobody to guide them. Everyone too tired, and they just get yelled at. We give some very potent examples of how this is working out in the United States of America. We would like to turn the situation around. There are newspaper articles, magazine articles, and you see it on television occasionally. America's waking up that a woman's place is in the home, a mother's place is in the home. A full-time mother taking care of her husband and her children is what's needed for the next generation. They say mothers like to work because they like to express themselves. A home has so much of intrinsic values for the next generation, plenty of room for self-expression. I think you'll enjoy this inspired talk. Today with Living with Shiva we have cultural accomplishments. And I'm going to read you a few of these sutras. Lovers of Shiva shall learn a skill or craft regarding the use of the hands, such as pottery, sewing, knitting, weaving, painting, gardening, baking, or the building of arts to manifest creative benefits for the family and community. All over the world, even in our organization, Sarvasadhana Church, young girls are being, you ask them what they're going to do. They say, I'm going to be a lawyer. They're all going into men's occupations. You ask them, can you cook? No. What can you actually do around the house? When I'm a lawyer, I'll hire somebody. Can you raise children? They don't know anything about that either. Therefore, children are basically raised up on the street with no father, no mother, nothing to guide them except other children. Children are being raised today by other children. Parents rarely talk to their children today. Husband's an engineer, the wife's a doctor, they have nothing in common. It doesn't even go along with a Hindu caste system. It's only the worker caste, the Shudra caste, where both men and women work. And then what all this money, what good is it going to do? The children will squander it after you die. They won't be loyal to a family tradition because there is no family tradition. All over the United States, it's being recognized that a mother's place is in the home. Her mind free from worldly affairs, teaching the children the ritual worship, teaching the children the kalas of refinement and culture and art, taking the children to the temple, giving them a life and communicating with them, knowing who their friends are, what they're doing, knowing their parents, not losing contact with the children. Normally in Hindu society, in today's world, everybody follows everyone else. Everyone is following everyone else. Where is the individuality and who are the leaders? They're too few and far between. We stop and think, what about the next generation of Hindus? A young man contacted me from Houston, Texas. He started going to the Hindu temple in Houston, Texas. He was beaten so badly by his father and hated his father so much that he totally turned away from Hinduism. He, along with thousands of other children, thought that if the parents treat us this way, for their benefit, not for ours, what is it in this religion that's worthwhile? He's now with a psychiatrist going over his past hates and fears about the corporal punishment, the whipping that he got at home. He joined a gang, went on drugs, stole, lied to his parents, and through our encouragement, he's back in school now, and hopefully one day will graduate with an education, and he's, thanks to the temple, he's off drugs and living a fairly decent life, but left with the scars in his mind of being beaten, being pinched, being slapped, rather than being explained to, being raised with love. And we have thousands of other testimonies from all over the world of kids that are hurt and abused and in the upper class Hindu families. We hope that you'll take a message back to your community that discipline means to teach, not to hurt, and that ahimsa means not hurting anybody physically, mentally, or emotionally. We know a few Hindu families who have never beaten their children or disciplined them physically in any way, and we ask them why. We said, because we love them. We love them. So how do you train them? How do you discipline them? Well, we have them go into the shrine room and for 10 minutes and think over what they did wrong, and then come back and we talk to them. We communicate. Well, we said, well, what about TV? Aren't you watching TV all the time? He said, no, you can't watch a lot of TV and raise children. They consume a lot of your time. Of course, in those families, the mother was at home, and the home wasn't just like a hotel lobby with people coming in and going out. I can't imagine why the desire in the Hindu community to buy big homes and furnish big homes and never live in them. Never live in them. Mother's out early in the morning, back late. Father's out early in the morning, back late. And the kids are out with other kids on the street. Where is the vibration of the home? The vibration of the home is asuric. The demons live there and cause people to argue and to fight. Now we like to turn this around. We like the Indian Hindu community to become the model of all communities in the United States of America. Well, I'll be seeing you in all of our old familiar places where we enjoy sitting together, looking at our computer screen. I'm looking at you. You're looking at me. It's Darshan time again tomorrow in Cyberspace Ashram. Tune in. We'll be looking at each other through cyberspace.